traditional Franciscan friars, specifically the Capuchins. In France, they have three houses. The mother house is in Bordeaux. They're visiting us this weekend. We have several members of the Third Order of St. Francis. The father will visit with the Third Order members after Mass. We also welcome the Father with a meal after Mass. Please take advantage of the opportunity. It's not often we get to see these friars. It's been 10 years since they were in the U.S. last year. And obviously they don't visit every child. So take advantage of your father's visit. Try to speak to him. Especially if you're interested in a third order or first or second order Franciscan vocation. At the end of the month, the last Sunday of the month, October 27th, we will have the procession for Christ the King. Outdoor procession, several blocks, to proclaim Christ's kingship in a public way. November 3rd will be the All Saints Day party and parish dinner. And just a practical note, we're going to do some landscaping in the parking lot. Part of that will be removing the flower beds there and the bushes. So if anyone wants those landscaping, concrete landscaping paper things, they're not quite square shaped. They're rounded on the front. So there's a couple of, there's like three blocks high wall around the flower bed. If anybody wants to take home any or all of those bricks, it'll be first come, first serve. Same goes for the lava rock inside. If you want that for your own use, feel free. The epistle for the 21st Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Ephesians chapter 6. Brethren, be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. Put you on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the deceits of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of this darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and to stand in all things perfect. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of justice, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In all things, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to extinguish all fiery darts of the most wicked one. And take unto you the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Please stand for the gospel. St. Matthew, chapter 18. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who had taken account of his servants. And when he had begun to take the account, one was brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents. And as he had not wherewith to pay it, his Lord commanded that he should be sold, and his wife and children, all that he had, and payment to be made. But that servant, falling down, besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And the Lord of that servant, being moved with pity, let him go, and forgave him the debt. But when that servant was gone out, he found one of his fellow servants that owed him 100 pence. And laying hold of him, he throttled him, saying, "Pay what thou owest." And his fellow servant, falling down, besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he paid the debt. Now his fellow servants, seeing what was done, were very much grieved. And they came and told their lord all that was done. Then his lord called him and said to him, "Thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all the debt, because thou besoughtest me. Shouldst not thou then have had compassion also on thy fellow servant, even as I had compassion on thee?" And his lord, being angry, delivered him to the torturers until he paid all the debt. So also shall my heavenly Father do to you, if you forgive not every one his brother from your hearts. Thus the words of today's Holy Gospel. Please be seated.
Dear Reverend Father, dear faithful, thank you for your very kind welcome and your kindness. It's a joy and an honor to be today in your beautiful chapel. And I want now to speak about the grace of Saint Francis. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the souls of saints, the grace of God produces all its flowers and all its fruits. They can say, in all truth, with Saint Paul, His grace in me has not been void. Saint Paul, First Epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 10. It's the case of our Seraphim Father, St. Francis. He responded wonderfully to divine grace. For each soul, God's grace is clothed with a particular and specific characteristics, especially for that soul and for its special calling. Thus, there are no two identical souls, nor two identical holinesses. So, let us try to find out, firstly, what the grace of Saint Francis is not. Secondly, what it is, and finally, what it is more particularly in this year, 800 years since his stigmatization. Firstly, what the grace of Saint Francis is not. It is not the grace of ecumenism, of interreligious dialogue, of what is known as the spirit of Assisi since the first great interreligious meeting, the 27th of October 1986 at Our Lady of the Angels in Assisi. It's not the grace of ecology, nor of a veneration of the goddess Mother Earth, Pachamama, or other ones. It's not the grace of the encyclical letter Laudato Si of Pope Francis, nor of Fratelli Tutti. It's not the grace of a precursor of the Masonic and the Mondialist ideal 800 years early. The enemies of God and of Holy Catholic Church and of souls have misrepresented and deformed Saint Francis to make him into a seductive instrument of all their diabolical plans. It's a tour de force, a gigantic trap against which we must absolutely react for the honor of God and of the true Saint Francis. So then, what is the grace of the authentic Saint Francis? What the grace of Saint Francis really is? It's the grace of the gospel taken very seriously, adopted as a rule of life, and followed literally without gloss. It's the grace of total abandon in the hands of our Heavenly Father, in joyful and absolute poverty. It's the grace of the most ardent love of our Lord Jesus Christ, especially in his very concrete mysteries of the manger, the cross, and the Holy Eucharist. It's the grace of total fidelity to the Catholic faith and of perfect submission to the true Catholic Church. The Catholic Church of heaven, which is the reason why Saint Francis has always been called and must be called the Catholic man par excellence. Vir Catholicus in Latin, and not Vir Ecumenicus. His grace of Saint Francis, with his diverse aspects, radiated intensely from his person during his life, and he has continued to let it shine upon the world during the last 800 years. This is the grace by which all the sons of the first Franciscan order must live, as well as all his pure clair daughters. In the footsteps of Saint Clair, all his children of the third order, in the traces of Saint Louis, and the Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, and all his co-bearers under the special patronage of Saint Benedict Joseph Labre and Saint Bernadette Soubirous. It's a grace that he wants to communicate to as many souls as possible. And in this year, the 800th anniversary of his stigmatization, he can and he will obtain for us this grace in a very precise and particular form. So let us look more closely. What the grace of Saint Francis is, particularly this year, it's the grace which flows as from a sacred spring from his glorious stigmata to irrigate and refresh our souls if we are willing. This grace of the stigmata of Saint Francis, as we can call it, will bring us two great and extremely precious supernatural benefits. The grace to learn the Holy Cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and all his passion, of which it is a summit, and the grace to learn our own personal cross very generously and to carry it joyfully every day. These graces are very simple, just like everything that concerns Saint Francis. To conclude, may we not let the grace of Saint Francis pass us by during this great anniversary year without seizing it and making it our own. We ought to be able to say with Saint Paul, his grace in me has not been void. So, with all our hearts, may we admire, praise, bless, and thank Saint Francis for the benefit of his stigmata and for the sufferings which he endured for our souls. And by the merit of this stigmata, may we implore great benefit for the entire Church, for our families, our relatives and friends, and for ourselves, especially these choice graces of the love of Jesus crucified on our dear daily cross. To obtain these benefits, we can reread the three prayers of the Mass of the Stigmata of Saint Francis on the 17th of September in our missals, or implore Saint Francis himself by fervent and frequent ejaculatory prayers. And let us have great confidence that we will be helped by such a good and powerful saint. Just after Mass, if you want, you can receive the scapular of Saint Joseph. I present now with some words the scapular, if you don't know it. The scapular of Saint Devotion owes its origin to Mother Mary of Jesus, Franciscan sister of the Immaculate Conception, Superior General of her congregation, helped in her work by the Holy Religious, the Reverend Father Peter Baptist Capuchin. This scapular has been approved by Pope Leo XIII, who confided the diffusion to the Capuchin Friars Minor. So I have to present it to you. The Saint Joseph scapular has three purposes. First, it obtains for us the necessary help in our daily struggles by recalling the three principal virtues of Saint Joseph: humility, modesty, and purity. The yellow color signifies justice and the holiness and pity of Saint Joseph. The violet is modesty and humility, and the color white is perfect purity. Saint Joseph is invoked as the protector of the Church in order that he protects it. And at last, Saint Joseph, being the patron of a holy death, is also a great help to the faithful soul in the moment of his last agony. In order to obtain these graces from this devotion, it is necessary that a priest blesses and imposes the scapular according to the ritual that one wears it day and night, except in necessity, and that one recites each day, at least once, the invocation, Saint Joseph, our protector, pray for us. If you want, after Mass, everybody can receive this capillaire, if you want. It's the duty of Capuchin friars to promote this capillaire and the devotion of Saint Joseph. The name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost.